Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Blackhawks need to win four of their next five games if they want to advance in this playoff race. And since they can only play one game at a time, tonight's game with Vegas seems like a perfect opportunity to get things headed back in the right direction. A loss means the Hawks have to win four in a row, but a win puts them back into the series. By the end of the night, the Hawks need to make that second option a reality. All for one. Game three is underway as the opening draw won by the Golden Knights. Quick pass from McNabb ahead on the left wing of the Hawk line. Carrier knocked it down the boards in behind the net. But it ends up back out at center ice, and Nate Schmidt will flip the puck back into the Vegas zone. Keith with the puck. Right point, had trouble with it, lost the puck. Mark Stone for Vegas to center ice. To Carlson breaking into the Hawk zone right circle with a backhand. He scores! It's a shorthanded goal for the Golden Knights, who take a 1-0 lead. Carlson from Stone, 1-0 Vegas. Around 50 seconds left on the power play. Kane with the puck over the center ice circle. Drops it off there to Toews, circling around. He flips it over the Vegas line, but then the bouncing puck corralled by McNabb. He clears it off the left wing boards and down. Crawford stopping the puck behind the Hawk net for Duncan Keith. Keith will carry it out to the Hawk blue line. Drops it behind himself to Kane, and he'll carry through center ice. Flips it over the Vegas line to bring it down the slot. Deeks with a backhand, and he just fired wide. I believe Fleury got a piece of that. Vidar passing ahead. Nick Cousins into the Hawk zone. Left wing corner. Back to Nate Schmidt. Left point. Here's Schmidt from the high slot now with a drive. Plus save made by Crawford. That's Crawford's best save of this playoff round. And if he's not paying attention, that rips out the back of the net in the top right corner. But Corey was right there. Yes. What a save. Doc facing off with Nicholas Waugh. Waugh wins the draw to Shea Theodore. Then a pass up the left wing at center ice into the Hawk zone. Carrier to Waugh in front backhand shot. Crawford got a piece of it. And he deflected it up off the glass and out of play. A very tough situation for Corey Crawford, who just came up big. Here's Saad into the right wing corner of Vegas zone. Beat McNabb to the puck, leaves it for Toews. Chipped off his stick to the line. Taken away by the Golden Knights. Tuck moves it in over the Hawk line. Here's Schmidt over to Tuck. He shoots, save, rebound, score. A follow-up shot. And the first goal in his NHL playoff career. Patrick Brown scoring for Vegas. It's now 2-0 Golden Knights. Now here's Patrick Kane, your corner Hawk zone. Passing up ice to Jula. Mata over the Vegas line. Left circle. He shoots. He scores! Holy Mata! With his third goal of the playoffs, he beats his former teammate in Pittsburgh, Marc-Andre Fleury. That hit Fleury looked like on the shoulder and ricocheted into the Vegas net. And the Hawks are back in it, trailing 2-1. Carlson into the Hawk zone. Left wing side. Drop pass to Marchessault. Moves in and fires. Crawford makes the save with a glove. Then the puck popped out, and Marchessault was right there to fire it again toward the net, and Crawford stopped that while he laid on his stomach and was able to spread his pads out and stop it. Here's Doc along the right wing boards, leaves it at the point for DeHaan. He backhands it over to the left wing corner. Schmidt has it there. Spins it behind the Vegas net to the near side. Kane took it away. Kane then lost the handle, and it's floated down ice into the Hawk zone by Schmidt, and the horn sounds. And the Golden Knights hang on and win this game 2-1. They now take a 3-0 lead over the Hawks in this best-of-7 series. Game number 4 coming tomorrow night.